It was worse than that. The children used to choke in the night from it.
A whooping cough? A diphtheria?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Well, that was rare, though. It is now.
Yeah, it is.
Because they have the shots for the children.
Mm-hmm.
But back when I was a baby, they did have diphtheria.
What other than malaria do you call a disease that makes the skin turn yellow?
Oh, yellow jaundice, and I've had it.
Yeah, have you?
I sure did.
What did they give you for that?
Out in the, California. Well, actually, what they treated me with was putting on a special diet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the reason why I don't like grapefruit juice and lettuce. I had to go into any time I wanted something to eat and get it. But they took us off all grease out there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't really think that they knew that it was yellow jaundice.
Really? You had most.
Oh, man, I got yellow even under my fingernails with yellow.
Eyeballs, too?
Eyeballs, your toenails, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You had most everything in the service.
Oh, well, I was in there another 5 years.
Yeah. That gives you time enough.
Exposed to a lot of it, too, with all those people.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had your appendix taken out?
No, uh-uh.
When people do have it taken out, what do you say they've had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
My sister has severe, and it liked to see him. Paranoid, so
did she have an operation?
Oh, yeah, they emerged. She was just a young girl. We had walked 3 or 4 miles, and she was hurting so bad.
Mm-hmm. If someone should eat something that didn't agree with him, and if it wouldn't stay down, you'd say he had to what?
An upset stomach.
Well, if you had to get rid of it.
Oh, that vomit.
Do you know of any other terms for vomit?
Oh, yeah, I've heard upjudging. That's what the common saying out of the children say.
Any funny terms?
Oh, yeah. When we got seasick, we were feeding the fish over the back of the boat. Brother. Has an upset stomach, but it was from seasick.
Did you ever have a distinction made between a term that was crude for vomiting and one that was more polite?
No, I don't know.
Okay. If a person has vomited, you might have just said this, you'd say he's sick, how?
Upset stomach.
Mm-hmm. And if, where would you say he was sick?
The stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you say on his stomach or in his stomach or what?
At his stomach.
Mm-hmm. If someone had some news and they were going to, share it with you real quickly, you might say she had hardly got the news when she came right over to...
Repeat it or tell it to me.
Mm-hmm. If you invite somebody to come see you this evening, and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you'll say, now if you don't come,
I'll be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. If there are two of you, if you and your wife are standing there together, and you're both going to be glad to see me when I come sometime, or you're on the phone, say, you're on the phone talking to a relative, and both of you are on there, and you'll say you're going to be really happy to see him when he comes. You might say something like, we blank be glad to see you.
Oh, be sure glad to see you.
Have you ever heard the word proud used in the place of glad in that particular case?
Oh, yeah, I've heard proud to see you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that a sort of an old term? Or
yeah. Uh-huh. The older people used to say that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Proud to see. Now I wish they're glad to see.
Yeah.